Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You can't change it. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You like to read? We got something you can read there. We got articles by me and my Brain Trust members. You like to listen? We've got thousands of podcasts of past shows we've done with our 2,000 Brain Trust members over the last 15 years. You like to watch? We got videos. We got hundreds of videos there that I've conducted, none of them are more than about 3 minutes long. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the visits we've had with Darlene Miller, who's with us right now. Darlene is the president and CEO of Permac Industries. She's owns and operates a manufacturing industry, a global manufacturing industry. I'm so proud of her, Darlene. Let me say it to you, I'm proud of what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Jim, but I have great employees, and that's what makes us a great company.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that is the reason why you're successful, not because of them, but because you recognize that. And I know you aggregate the success that they find in their assignments. You're successful because you aggregate their success. That's the key to successful management, isn't it?
You know, I think it really is. Most people are so much more talented than they even believe they are, and you just have to really bring out that spirit in them, and then it just blossoms and makes your life a lot easier, and it's all fun. Every day is a fun adventure.
So I want to talk about this assignment that you recently finished. A couple of years ago, I guess, President Obama, a little more than 2 years ago, created the Presidential Jobs Council, and he brought about 20-something folks together to come together to talk about how to create jobs. You were one of the appointees. You were on that job, on that council. I want to congratulate you on that. That's a big deal, and I'm not surprised that he picked you, but I was disappointed. I have to be honest with you, Darlene, and you and I've talked about this before. I was disappointed that you were the only, out of 25 members of this committee, you were the only real small business owner. I would like to see about at least a third, if not half of that group, being small business owners. What do you think?
Well, I think it would have been great if we could have had more small business owners. We did have one other gentleman from Ohio who joined the group, who was probably about 20, 25 million, and then the next size was about 100 million, and then they were large companies. But I have to tell you, it's also difficult for a small business owner to be part of this because we spent a lot of time, a lot of hours working on our initiatives to create jobs and remain competitive in the United States. So it did take a lot of my time, and thank goodness I had very strong staff to be able to support me while I was busy with this. So I can understand part of that where it is difficult. And the large corporations do have the people and the talent to help really push our programs through. But I do have to tell you, every member of that council provided a little different perspective, but we were very, very united and dedicated to really creating jobs and removing those barriers. And I was very proud to be on that council.
What did you – give us an example of how you felt that you guys accomplished that.
You know, we put out 90 proposals, 90 recommendations, and the second year we worked on making those proposals happen, really implementing them across each of our subgroups that we identified. And of the 60 recommendations that we put for executive action, 54 of them have had significant progress. And the 30 that we recommended for congressional action, we only had a 20% implementation rate.
But
we couldn't control that. But a couple of the projects I worked on, such I co-chaired high-tech education along with Paul Otellini, from the CEO of Intel, And I'm really proud to say we created two fantastic programs, and one of them was to graduate 10,000 more engineers every year, because the United States graduates about 120,000 compared to China and India each graduating 100,000 a year. And we need that talent to stay in the United States to be innovative.
Right, exactly.
And then I also was – go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm enjoying this.
I also created a program called Right Skills Now, which we actually launched in Minnesota in October of 2011, and I'm really proud to say it's expanded. It's a workforce training program that allows individuals to earn college credits and national industry certifications in 16 weeks and then 8 weeks internship at companies like mine. And it has spread throughout Washington, Minnesota started, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. So we're just really excited about how this has created beginning machinists for our industry to supplement what the talent that we're looking
for. Is this something you plan to export to other states?
Oh, yes. We're actually in about five or six other states.
How can people learn more about that?
Go to rightskillsnow.org. Or contact NAM, National Association of Manufacturing, NAM. And all the details are on both websites.
Say that website again quickly, one more time.
RightSkillsNow.org or
RightSkillsNow.org.
NAM.
Darlene, thank you for being here. Good job today. Well done.
Thank you for having me.
I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work and come back again real soon.
Will do.
Darlene Miller, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that website, permacindustries.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.